Today's daf is Nida Daf Yud Ches. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him again very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. We are on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we were right in the middle of a discussion. The Mishnah had told us a little bit about the anatomy of a woman. We learned about three particular areas in the female anatomy: the cheder, the prosdar, and the aliyah. And generally, it's assumed that the cheder refers to the uterus, the prosdar is the vaginal canal, and the aliyah is the bladder. And we are discussing. We're in the middle of a discussion. If you find dam in the prosdar, what sorts of assumptions can you make in terms of where that dam came from? Because obviously, if dam comes from the uterus, that would be dam nida. If dam comes from the bladder, that would be what's called dam maka. That would not be dam nida and would not be mitameher. So we were in the middle of that discussion about if you find it min alul v'lefnim, min alul v'lechut, what sorts of assumptions we can make. So we'll finish up that discussion first, and then the Gemara is going to discuss the inyan of holchem achar rov. Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell us that there are three places where the Chacham say we're supposed to follow the majority. And the Gemara says, what? There are only three places where we're supposed to follow the majority? What about here, here, and here? I was going to have other examples, and we're going to limit the scope of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. That three places that we follow the majority within Tumen Tahara. So we'll have to discuss what exactly Rabbi Yochanan meant, and then the Gemara is going to say, "Well, wait a second. If Rabbi Yochanan was trying to say on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about it. If Rabbi Yochanan was trying to say that there are three places, whatever scope he's talking within Tumen Tahara, let's say that we follow the Rove, he's obviously trying to tell me that there are other places where you might have thought to follow the Rove, but that we don't, and we're going to try to figure out l'mu'utemai. What was Rabbi Yochanan coming to exclude? What are the cases that we would have thought you follow the Rove, but in fact we do not?" So I believe we are up to Tani Rabbi Chia, Dama Nimtza B'Prozdar on, yeah, that's right, okay, good. So on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, so it's about seven lines before the end of the page. So Machlokas, as far as this issue is concerned, about finding the Dam in different spots in the Prozdar. So Tani Rabbi Chia taught the following. Dam Nimtza B'Prozdar, Chayavin Alav Al Bias Migdash. If a woman finds Dam in the Prozdar, and then she enters the Beis HaMigdash, she's Chayiv to bring a Korban Chatas. Anyone who's Tameh is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. It's a pasuk in the Torah, v'yishlechu min ha-machneh kol tzorua v'kol zav, that anyone who has tzoras, anyone who's a zav, has to be sent out of the machneh, and if they do enter the machneh, it's a violation of a lo saseh. The lo saseh is said in the context of a balkeri, that it says, v'yetzei el michutz ha-machneh, so we assume that means the machneh shechina, lo yavo el toch ha-machneh, that's the machneh levia. So they have to be sent even outside of the machneh levia, which means not only the Azara, but the Harabayis as well. So it's a violation of a lo saseh. The Gemara Pesachim darshens all of this. So she's apparently, if you can say she's chayav achatas, that's saying with confidence that she's tamei vadai. That's not a tumas safek. If it's tumas safek, you can't risk bringing chulin la Azara. You can't bring a carbon chatas. So it must be that she's tamei vadai, and therefore v'sofren lo vesa truma. If she touches truma, that truma is tameh, tumas vadai, and therefore you would burn such truma. If the truma was a safek, it would be tolin. You wouldn't be allowed to burn it. Rav Katina Amar, ain chayav in love al bias migdash, the ain sarf in love as truma. And Rav Katina disagrees. He says, no, you're not chayav a carbon. This woman, if she enters the bias migdash, is not chayav a carbon chatas. Dam that's found in the prosdor does not make her vadai tameh, it only makes her safek tameh. And if she were to bring a carbon, it's risking the violation of Chulim Azara, and therefore you would not be Saref any Truma that she touches either, because it's risking a violation of being Saref Truma Tahora. So says the Gemara, Lahach Lishna Dam Rabaye, Ibasar Chashasha Azalta. According to the Lashon that we said within Abaye, that we follow the Chashashos, and if you find Dam in the Prozdar, whether it's Min Alul Vilfanim, or whether it's Min Alul Vilachutz, we can't really know for sure. At the end of yesterday's daf we were discussing, we can't really know for sure where the Dam came from, because it could have ended up in the wrong place. If she was doing cartwheels, if she was doing something, if she was contorting her body in some way or another, the blood could end up in the wrong place. So we never really know where the Dam comes from. So then Misayele L'Rav Katina, then this Rav Katina is a support for Abaye, because Rav Katina also says that Dam in the Prozdor is Tamei Misafek, And we're saying that you could say that that's talking about whether the dam is min aluv l'fnim or whether it's min aluv l'chutz. It's always going to be a safek. But upliga the Rabbi Chiya. But then it would turn out that Abaye is against Rabbi Chiya, because according to this lashon of Abaye, everything's always a safek tuma. But Rabbi Chiya over here says that it's vaday tame, that you know if you find the dam in the prosdor that it's vaday tame. And according to that lashon within Abaye that says that we follow the chazaka, which means we follow the natural path of the dam, so therefore min alul v'lefneim is vaday tameh, min alul v'lechutz is vaday tahar, because dam that comes from the uterus is always naturally going to end up min alul v'lefneim. Dam that comes from the bladder is always naturally going to end up min alul v'lechutz, and therefore we say that petoras vaday. Well then, misayel l'Rabbi Chiya, that works out very well according to Rabbi Chiya, who over here also says that this woman is tameh tumas vaday, but upliga the Rav Katina, but that would obviously be against Rav Katina, because according to this lashon, there is no suffix in the prosder. So that would be against Rav Katina, who thinks that everything is a suffix. Wherever you find it, it's going to be a suffix. So mm-hmm. So the Gemara goes on to explain the shita, the shitos of Rabbi Chiya and Rav Katina, the respective shitos of Rabbi Chiya and Rav Katina, according to the other shitos that we mentioned earlier in the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Rav Huna, what about according to Rav Huna, who said that if you find the dam min alul v'lefnim, then it's tamei vaday. You find it min alul v'lechutz, he said tamei safek. So that's neither extreme. It's neither assuming that it's always tamei that it's always either vaday tamei or vaday tar, or the other extreme that it's always a safek. No, Rav Huna said min alul v'lefnim tamei vaday. That's the natural normal path of dam that comes from the uterus. Min alul v'lechutz, not the normal path of dam that comes from the uterus, but possibly comes from the uterus, and therefore has to be tumas safek. So then, lo pligi, then it would turn out that neither Rav Katina nor Rabbi Chiya are necessarily arguing on Rav Huna, because kan min alul v'lefnim, kan min alul v'lechutz. Rabbi Chiya, who says that the dam is tamei b'tumas vaday, must be assuming that the dam anim supraprosdor that he's talking about is dam that's found min alul v'lefnim, and that's tamei b'tumas vaday. And when Rav Katina said that it's tamei b'tumas safek, he's not arguing with Rabbi Chiya, he's not arguing with Rav Huna, he's not arguing with anyone. He's just saying that we're talking about dam that's found in the prosdor min alul v'lechutz, and that's only tamei b'tumas safek. So elul Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak Parid, Rabbi Yehuda. But there was another shita that we have to account for still. According to Rami Bar Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda, da Amri, min alul v'lechutz, sveiko tohar, min alul v'lefnim, sveiko tamei, that they said that if you find the dam min alul v'lechutz, it's tar misafek, and if you find it min alul v'lefnim, it's tamei misafek, sahani, the shitos of Rabbi Chiya and Rav Katina that we started today with, that talk about dam that's found in the prosdar, b'may mitukma. What's their case where you find the dam in the prosdar? Where is it? It has to be min alul v'lefnim. It has to be that you're finding it min alul v'lefnim, because if it were min alul v'lechutz, then it's not even tumas safek according to the shita of Rami Bar Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda. They hold that min alul v'lechutz is tar vaday. So if there's going to be a discussion between Rav Ketina and Rabbi Chiya, is this tamei vaday, is this tamei safek, it has to be min alul v'lefnim. And if that's the case, Rav Katina makes sense, because he says that this dam is tamei misafek, but lema pligat Rabbi Chiya. But that's clearly against Rabbi Chiya, because according to this shita, there's never dam that's tamei vaday, never dam that's nimtzu in the prosdar that's tamei vaday. So Rabbi Chiya, who said that that if you find dam in the prosdar is tamei vaday, obviously doesn't conform at all to this shita. Essentially, we had four shitos, right? What happens if you find dam in the prosdar? So one shita is whether it's min alul v'lefnim or whether it's min alul v'lechutz, it's vaday. Min alul v'lefnim is tamei vaday, min alul v'lechutz is tahar vaday. Another shita is regardless, it's safek. It's always a safek, because you never know what could have happened, so it's always tamei misafek. Then we add the third shita, that if it's min alul v'lefnim, it's tamei vaday, min alul v'lechutz, it's tamei safek. And then this fourth shita that we're discussing now, Rami Bar Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda, that min alul v'lechutz, it's safek tahar, min alul v'lefnim, it's safek tamei, meaning because it's a safek, min alul Aluvul Chutz is viewed as Tarim and Aluvul Flim is viewed as Tameh, but only Midin Safek. So that's clearly against Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya says Vadai. He says Vadai Tameh. You're going to be sorry if Trumash is Michayev Achatas. So there's no place where you can find the Dam that that's true according to this fourth Shita. So says Mar Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha from Rabbi Chiya on this Shita of Amaraim. Kan Kishanimtsa Bikarka Prozdar, Kan Shanimtsa Begag Prozdar. Oh, there's a difference. When Rabbi Chiya says that it's Tameh Midin Vadai, he's talking about where you find the Dam on the Karka of the Prozdar Minalul Vilfnin, that the uterus is at the height of the Prozdar, and the Dam therefore comes from the uterus to the Karka HaProzdar. And based on that natural flow of Dam, so we're going to say that it's that the Dam HaAliyah would not end up in the Karka Prozdar. So then even Rami Bar Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak, who say that we follow the natural flow of Dam, would say it's Tameh B'tumas Vadai in such a case. But when Rami Bar Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak said that it's only Tameh Midin Safek and not Midin Vadai, they're talking about where you find the Dam on the Gag HaProzdar. So since by definition, if you find Dam on the Gag HaProzdar, that's not the natural flow of any Dam. That's not normal. So something unusual has already happened. Therefore, you have to account for the possibility that this Dam didn't come from the Cheder, that this Dam may have come from the Aliyah, it may have come from the bladder and not from the uterus, and when we account for that possibility, you have to say that it's only a Safik Tameh, that it is not a Vadai Tameh. So that's how Rabbi Chiya could even conform to this fourth Shita. Okay, now the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to bring a statement of Rabbi Yochanan, and this is going to be the basis of everything in the rest of the Daf, this one statement. Am Rabbi Yochanan, B'shlosha Mekamos Holchu Bo Chachamim Achar Harov Va'asom Kevadai Makar Shilya Chaticha. So there are three places, three situations that there is a suffix that arises, and the Chum say, in order to resolve the suffix, we follow the Rove and assume that whatever it is comes from the Rove, not from the Miut. And nevertheless, the Chachamim, based on Rove, treat it like a Vadai, treat it as if it was never a suffix to begin with. And these three cases are Makar, Shilya, and Chaticha. So what does that mean? What are these three cases? So Makar, Hadi Amara. Makar is what we've been discussing the whole time. That if she finds Dam in the Prozdar, we don't know if that Dam comes from the Makar, comes from the uterus and she's Tameh, or it comes from the bladder and she's Tahar. So the Dam is Tameh, Midin Vadai, because we assume Cheskaso Min HaMakar, that we're Machzik. That Dam definitely came from the Makar, because we follow the Rove, and when you follow the Rove, that Rove Dam is Bamin HaMakar, Rove Dam comes from the Cheder, and only a Miut of it comes from the Aliyah, so that makes it that it's a Vadai Tameh. So we're told that Dam has to have come from the Cheder, not from the Aliyah, so it's Vadai Tumah. So that's the easy one. That's the one we've been discussing the whole time. Then the second one, Shilya. What's the case of Shilya? Ditnan. There's a Mishnah we're going to have in about a week from now, that Shilya Bebayis, if there's a placenta in the house, even though a woman was mapil, a shilya, so we don't see, we can't find a vlad, we can't find an actual baby in that shilya, habayis tameh, the whole house has tumas oel ames, and it's metame adam and kelim that come into that house betumas mes. Velosha shilya vlad, it's not that the shilya is viewed as a vlad, as a dead baby, Ella she'ain shilya below vlad, but it's a simon that there must have been a vlad. There would not be a shilya without a vlad. So therefore, the fact that the vlad is not visible, that you can't find him, you have to assume that somehow it disintegrated into the rest of the shilya after it exited the guf of the woman, and therefore it's metame the bias. Rabbi Shimon Omer nimo kavlad ad shiloyat. So Rabbi Shimon says, I agree, the vlad may have disintegrated, may have fallen apart, but that could have happened before it ever left the guf of the Isha, and it got mixed in with the dam of the Leiden, became batel berov, and therefore it's not metame the bias at all. So you see, according to the Chum, since rov shilyos in the world have a vlad, we follow the rov and we say tumas vadai, that this definitely had a vlad in it, and we'd be sorry if truma based on that tuma that this bias has, the tumas ohel that this bias has. So what's the third case where we follow Rov? Chaticha. What's that case? Titania, there's a brisa that tells us as follows. Hamapelas yod chatucha v'regel chatucha. That a pregnant woman is mapil a cut-off a severed limb, a hand, a leg that's chatucha. Chatucha means that you could see the fingers on it, or regal chatucha, that it's you could see the toes. So Imo, the mother of that vlad that chaticha came from, tamei leida, tamei b'tumas leida. Since we don't know if it was a zachar or a nekeva, we have to treat it with all the chumras. She's tamei 2 weeks after the hapala, just in case it was a nekeva, and the yimei tara are shortened that 40 days after childbirth. The yimei tara are already going to be over because it might have been a zachar. But ve'ein choshen shema miguf atum bas. We're not choshish that maybe this aver that came out, it came from a guf atum, from like this closed off body, that a vlad that's missing enough of the body that no one could live without those missing pieces. So it would be considered a guf atum, would not be considered a real vlad. Give tumas leida to the mother, and no yimei tara either. So if we were choshesh that this came from a guf atum, then we'd have to be machmir that the woman doesn't have yimei tara at all, that she's going to be tummy whenever she bleeds. So why don't we assume that? Because we're halchim achar rov, and rov nashim are not yoldos guf atum. Rov nashim are yoldos a vlad that's a full vlad. So we assume this woman also had a vlad that was a full vlad, and then just something happened. So therefore, she has Yimei Tumah and Yimei Tara. So those are the three cases where, even though it's really a Safek, we follow the Rov B'toras Vadai. So it sounds like these are the only three cases where we follow Rov. So says Gemara V'suleka, are there no other Sfekos that we follow Rov and we treat it like a Vadai? V'yikah Teisha Chanuyos, what's the classic case of following Rov? There are 9 stores, and they're selling Basar Shchuta, and 1 store is selling Basar Nevela, and you find them, right? The Tanya, the Brisa tells us, Teisha Chanuyos Kulim Machos Basar Shchuta. You have 9 stores on Central Avenue. They all have good Ashkacha. They're all selling good kosher meat. V'achos Mecheres Basar Nevela. You have the one holdover before the whole town became frum, that's still somehow, I don't think it exists anymore, but it used to be, that's still selling basar nevela, that's still selling non-kosher food. V'lakach me'achas me'en, and you went into one of the stores, ve'ni yodeh me'ezeh me'en lakach, and you don't know which store you purchased this meat in. So sfeiko asr, the basar is asr b'achila misafik. We don't follow rov chanuyos that are kosher, because since you bought it from a store, that's a kavua, called kavuas kemech sal mechzadami, that's halach l'moshe misinai, that whenever something is kavua, we view it as a 50-50 safek. We don't follow the rov, so it's like a safek hashakul, and therefore you have to be machmir to ask for this basar based on kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. So fine, but ubenimtza. But if you find it on the street and it wasn't purchased from one of the stores, then halacha harov. Then we follow the rov, because then he called the parish meruba parish. Once it was removed from its original location, so then we're allowed to follow the rov. So you're allowed to eat it. So you see that over here also you follow the rov to treat a safek like a vadai. So how come Rabbi Yochanan didn't mention this case as one of the cases where we treat a safek like a vadai? The Tosos points out that Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha specifically when there's a chazaka against the rov. Like if a woman is mapila shuli or a chaticha, the woman is tahora, and we're coming to be metameher. So she has a cheskas tahara. So it could be by the teisha chanuyos, connected the rov of the chanuyos that are kosher, there's a cheskas isur, because every behema prior to the shechita is asur ba'achila. So the shechita is only matir, the meat that we know was once asur. So right now we're not sure if this this piece of meat ever got that matir or not. It ever got that matir of shechita. So every piece of meat is considered to be becheskas iser. So over here also we're following the rov to go against the chazaka, because otherwise it wouldn't be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't he mention meat? Because Rabbi Yochanan was trying to come up with 3 cases where we're so confident in the rov it's even going to go against the chazaka. If there was no cheskas iser over here, so then it wouldn't be a kasha at all. So that's how Tosus understands that. That it always has a cheskas iser. That's debatable, right? Meaning, yes, it's true. Meat was always once alive, and therefore has a cheskas iser. But now that it's dead, the last thing we know is that we know for sure that it's dead. And there are 2 ways that it could have been. So it's 50-50 how it could have died. It could have died with a kasher shchita, could have died without a kasher shchita. So it's not abundantly clear that that's true, that it would have a cheskas iser. But that's certainly shita satosa. So says the Gemara, Tuma kamrinan, iser lo kamrinan. That Rabbi Yochanan, when he was saying that there are only 3 places where we follow follow Rav, where we follow Rov, Betoris Vadai, that's all in the Dinim of Tumen Tahara, Makar, Shilya. So that's those three places we follow Rov, Betoris Vadai. But Gabi Isurim, there are lots of places by Isurim that we're going to follow Rov, Betoris Vadai, so you can't start asking me about Isurim. So says Mar, okay, but let me ask you about more cases of Tuma. There's another case that we follow Rov B'Torah Svardim within the world of Tumah, and that is the case of nine Svardim that are not Metamei Tumah Shratzim. Svardaya is not Metamei Tumah Shratzim. So you have nine Svardim, Sheretz Echad Bineihem, and you have one Sheretz, one of the Shemona Shratzim, one Sheretz that looks like a Svardaya, a Tzav, Rashi says, looks like a Svardaya. So it's mixed in with the Svardim. V'naga Bechem V'nyodeh Be'ezem Mehen Naga. You touch one of them, you don't know, did I touch the Tzvardeya that's not Metameh, or did I touch the Sheretz that is Metameh? So Birishos HaYachid Tzvekotameh. If this happened in Rishos HaYachid, where we don't follow where subject of Rishos HaYachid is Tameh, we say Tameh. We don't follow the Rove of Tzvardim that are not Metameh, because it was B'makom Kavua that it happened, where the Tzvardim and the Sheretz were Kavua. So it's like a 50-50 Safek, and we say Tameh. Birishos HaRabim Tzvekotahar. And if it was in Rishos HaRabim, we say Tar, because then you follow the Rove. But Ubenimtza, if you find one of them on the karka after it was Poresh from that Taroves, so you don't know which one was on the karka, and that's when you came into contact with it, then Halakha Rove. Then we follow the Rove, because we would say, called the Parish, Meruba Parish. And since the Rove is Tzvardim, so it's Tar, Betoras Vadai. So here's another din within the world of Tumen Tahara, where we're going to say Betoras Vadai, that we're going to follow the Rove. So says Gemara, Tumah Deisha Kamrinan, Tumah Bialma Lo Kamrinan. We further limit the scope of what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. That, by the way, and this is also Tos points out against the Chazaka, because if there were nine Shratzim in Tzvardeya Achas, it would be Tamim Misafik even Rosh Hashanah. That's connected to Cheskas Tara that you had originally. So following the Rove, if it were to be Metame, would even be against a Cheskas Tahara, that the person had a Cheskas Tahara. So otherwise, again, Tos says none of this works unless we're assuming that we're so confident in this Rove that it's even going to go against the Chazaka. So says Maria, but we further limit what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about anything in the world of Tumen Tahara, but only in the world of Tumen Tahara of an Isha. But Shar Tumos are not included. That could be that there are many other cases where you follow the Rove B'Torah Vaday. So says Gemara, okay, but I'll give you another one. Within the world of Tumen Tahara of an Isha, and still, it's not one of the three that Rabbi Yochanan mentioned. Vayika Hadam Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi talked about a case of Avra ben Nahar. You have a woman that's passing through a river, the Hipila, and she's mapil. She doesn't know what she was mapil. Something came out of her. She doesn't know whether it was a Vlad or whether it was a Ruach, Rashi says. So something fell into the water and it's gone. So Mavia Karban. She brings a Karban Leda. She brings the Karban of Yoledus, an Ola, and a Chatos that a Yoledus is obligated to bring. That's Sukkim in the Torah tells. Vinechal, and that chatas ha'of gets eaten by the Kohanim, even though by a regular Safek Leda she brings a carbon chatas ha'of, because the chatas ha'of is by even ala Safek, but it's not ne'echal because it's a Safek whether it's chulin or not. So how do we kill an oaf in the Migdash? It's with Malika, not with Shechita. So it's a Safek Nevela. So we would never allow the Kohanim to eat it if we were treating it b'tavra Safek. And nevertheless, this chatas ha'of of this woman that was mapil something in the Nahar gets eaten by Kohanim. Halachacha Rov Nashim, Rov Nashim Vlad Malia Yaldan. And the logic is very simple, because Rov Nashim do have Vlad Malia. They have a real Vlad. So we assume that that's what happened with this woman as well. And therefore we follow that, B'Torah Vadai. So that's Akasha. How come Rabbi Yochanan didn't mention this as one of the three? It's about Tumatara, it's about an Isha, and here it's a Rov that's being followed, B'Torah Vadai. So says the Gemara, we further limit the scope of Rabbi Yochanan. Not only is it only about Tumatara, not only is it only about Tumatara of Nisha, it's also only from things related to a Mishnah or a Brisa, but in that we follow the Rove B'Torah Vadai, not things that are Shmaitza, that are just teachings of Amoraim. But it could be that there are many others that are examples of teachings of Amoraim where we follow the Rove B'Torah Vadai. So says Gemar, okay, but I'll ask even weiter. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, Masav Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, that Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina asked from Rabbi Shuban Levi from a Brisa that talks about a woman who is Toeh. What's a woman who is Toeh? She doesn't know when she gave birth. And we don't know from when until when she should count the Yemei Tumah and when the Yemei Tara begin, because she has no idea when the Leda happened. V'lo yadana ma'itiyufte. But I don't know what exactly the Kasha was, because this Kasha wasn't really such a strong Kasha. So my love, isn't Ravin saying that the Brisa of Toeh was lo tiyufte el siyata, that it's not a Kasha in Rabbi Shimon Levi, it's a Raya that you follow Rov Yoldels to say that they were Vadai Yolid of Vlad that was a real Vlad, and she's Becheskas Yoledes. So apparently there's a Brisa that says just like Rabbi Shimon Levi, and his whatever he was saying was not just a Shmaitza. What he was saying actually was based in a Brisa, and therefore there are now four places in Mishnayos or Brisas where we follow the Rov, and we do so Betoras Vadai. It's a Kashan of Ryokhan, because Rabbi Yochanan said that there are only three. So it says Gemara, lo, Dilma lo tiyufta, v'lo siyata. No, it's not a raya from the fact that Ravin says that there's a brisa for Rabbi Shimon Levi, because maybe what he meant to say is that there's no pircha from the brisa to Rabbi Shimon Levi, but there's also no raya from the brisa to Rabbi Shimon Levi. So once that's the case, we don't know that there's a fourth example. Again, what just happened over here? We tried to say that it's only by Tumantara, it's only by an Isha, and it's only by brisos, and not by teachings of Amaroim, like this teaching of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That doesn't count, because that doesn't come from a Brisa or a Mishnah. So it says more, but Ravin said that something that people thought was a Kasha on Rabbi Shua ben Levi from a Brisa was actually a Raya to him from a Brisa. So I don't know what that Brisa is, but apparently there's a Brisa somewhere that's a Raya to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So that Brisa is a fourth example. Says more, no, he never said there's a Raya to Rabbi Shua ben Levi from a Brisa. He just said there's no Kasha on Rabbi Shua ben Levi from a Brisa, and therefore there is no fourth example. There are only three examples that fit this very limited criteria. So, okay, now Rabbi Yochanan said that there are only three cases. It must be that he was trying to tell me, and not something else, that there's another case that you would have thought that is not included. So, l'mute mai. What's the case where he's trying to say that a rove... that a rov does not turn a suffolk into a vadai. That even when we follow the rov, it's only going to be betoras suffolk and not betoras vadai. So ilay melamute rubadika chazaka vadai. Maybe you're going to come to tell me that it's coming to be memai, the case of tumas isha, where there's a rov that has a chazaka going against it, that the chazaka weakens the rov, delo sarfino as a truma, that in such a case you're not going to burn truma based on such a rov, meaning the rov doesn't have the ability to overpower a chazaka, to make a suffik like a vada, and you're not going to be sorry if truma and suffik tuma. But Rabbi Yochanan already said once this din that we don't follow rov by tuma when there's a chazaka against it, and it can't be that he's coming to be mechadesh that over here. Well, where does he say such a thing? It's not. The Mishnah says in the third parak of Taros, Tino kanimtza b'tzadi isa. Let's say you find a young child right next to a doe, ubatzik biyado, and he's got some dough in his hand. Rabbi Meir Mitair. Rabbi Meir says the rest of the dough that he's not holding in his hand is tahar. V'cham mitam, and the cham say that it's all tameh, and the reason is shadarko shaltino klitapeach, that it's normal for a child to be messing around in the ashpa where there are a lot of shratzim around, and therefore most of the time a tinok is tameh. He touched the dough. How do I know he touched the dough? Because he's holding the dough in his hands, like the kid with the chocolate all around his mouth. I didn't eat the chocolate. We know that's what that he held the dough. He's got the physical evidence right there, so he must have been metameh it. Varminan, so we explain, my time is Rameir. Why is Rameir not worried about Tum over here? Kasava Rov Tinokos Metabchin. He holds that Rov Tinokos are Metabech Ba'ashba, but Umiyotain Metabchin. There is a minority of them that don't mess around in the Ashba. V'isa Zo B'cheskas Tahora Omedas. And the last we know about this though is that it had a Cheskas Tahara. So Smoch Miyuta L'Chazaka. Take the Cheskas Tahara and the Miyut of children that are neat and clean and don't mess around in the Ashba and would never touch a Sheretz. So V'itra Le'ruba. That weakens the rov, and therefore you're not going to be mitame the isa. V'rabbanan, and the rabbanan who are mitame say miut to command the dami. The miut is ignored because once we have a rov, we say that the rov wins, and therefore the miut is as if it doesn't exist at all. And therefore you simply have ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. You have a rov working against the chazaka, that you have rov tinokos that mess around in the ashba. You have the cheskas tara of the isa. The rov beats the chazaka. And that this idea that we assume stam tinokos or becheskas tame, because that's the rove that zui chazakas sorfen las hatruma. We are so confident in this rove; it's a rove gamur that the tinokos tame betumas vadai. And if that isa were to touch truma, you would burn that truma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we don't. We would not burn truma based on this. It's only tamei misafik. This truma that this isa touched is only tamei misafik. So when the rabbanon say that it's tamea, it just means that tolin, that einan achelas and einan esrefes. It can't get eaten by kohanim, but you also don't burn it. It's like truma that's tamei misafik. So Rabbi Yochanan's logic is because connected this rov of the tinokos that are metapchim with the shratzim that would definitely be metami the Isa, there's a cheskas tara of the Isa, and we're not going to follow the rov against the chazaka to make a suffix into a vade. So apparently Rabbi Yochanan already taught me once that we don't follow a rov connected a chazaka to treat a suffix like a vade. So what's Rabbi Yochanan telling me that these are the three places? It can't be that he's coming to exclude this, because this he already told us elsewhere. I wouldn't need him to tell that to me, again. Now, just on this case, we said that we know for sure that the tinok touched the isa because he's holding the betzek piyado, right? That's how Rashi explains that. According to Rashi, the tinok definitely touched the isa, and there's no suffik about that. The suffik is whether the tinok ever became tamei or not. And according to the Rabbanan, you follow the rov to say that he definitely became tamei. Tosus understands a little differently. Tosus explains in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that the tinok is vadei tamei because nashim nidos megafos menashkos, so that women love to hug and kiss a baby. So you assume that of all the women that are hugging and kissing, so the baby, some of them must be nidos, and therefore the suffik is whether he was naga bi'isa or not naga bi'isa. That's the part that's unclear. And even though the isa is biyado, it's not a vadei that he was naga bi'isa, because it could be that an adam tahor came, took a piece of the dough, and gave it to the child. The child maybe didn't take it himself. The derech of tinokos to be metapech biisa, lashon tipuach means is shaykh to food. That darkish of tinokos tapech doesn't mean ba'ashpa. It's biisa because it's not about whether he played in the ashpa. That wouldn't be how he became tamei anyway. The way he became tamei is by nashim nidos megafos. So l'tapeach, he says, is a lashon. Rabbeinu Tam says a lashon we dafka use for food. So al derech rov the tinok touched the isa and was metame the isa, and the chum followed the rov to the tumah. And based on that, Tosos answers what they've asked previously, that you can't bring a raya from the tinok that's nimsa b'tzadi isa, because Rabbi Yochanan was only talking about tumas isha. Tinok nimsa b'tzadi isa is the makar tumah is shratzim. What does it have to do with tumas isha? One of the qualifications we made is that it's all about tumas isha. Says Tosos, yeah, nashim nidos megafos asar. This is also about tumas isha. Is that really Tumas Isha? It's a different kind of Tumas Isha that we're talking about. I mean, all the cases of Tumas Isha were things that came out of her body, and therefore, do we declare her Tame? I mean, Nashim Nidos Megafos means we know that they're Tame. That's not the suffix. The women are, of 100 women, some of them are Nidos, and 100 women are pinching this kid's cheeks. So some of them are Nidos. That's not the suffix over here. It's whether the Tuma was transmitted. But at least it's closer. It's closer to a possibility of calling this Tumas Isha. So that's how Tosfos says. So says Gemara Vaiter. So Gemara explains Rabbi Yochanan, he's coming to be Mema'it, another example. I mean, when Rabbi Yochanan says three, what's he coming to be Mema'it? What's he trying to exclude? So says Gemara, Elamute Ruba de Rabbi Yehuda. He's coming to be Mema'it, the Rove of Rabbi Yehuda. Ditna, and we have a Mishnah that's going to appear later on in a few days from now, Hamapelis Chaticha. If a woman is Mapil Chaticha without any tzura to it at all, it's not a vlad, it's just a piece of flesh. So it's not a leida. If it was a leida, she'd be tamei no matter what. She's mapelas chaticha. So im yesh imadam, if together with the chaticha there was some blood that came out tamei, then the woman is tamei because that dam came along with it, and that dam is dam nidus v'im lav. But if there was no dam that came along with that chaticha taora, then she's going to be taora because the chaticha is not metamei on its own. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bein kach ubein kach. Tameya, whether the dam came with it or dam did not come with it, the woman is going to be Tameya, and that's that's what Rabbi Yochanan is trying to be might, that Rabbi Yehuda is only metame misafek, not metame betoras vaday. And therefore, if this woman were to touch truma, then it would be told and it would not be sorfin. That's what he's coming to be might. And the Gemara says, va'amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel, lo timi Rabbi Yehuda ala b'chaticha shal arba mine damin. Just by the way, this idea that Rabbi Yehuda's metame is only if the chaticha has the color of one of the four colors of dam that when it emerges from an isha would be metameher, because the chaticha then comes from dam tame. It's made out of dam tame. Since it looks like the dam tame, we assume that it itself is made up of dam nidus, but it just somehow congealed and became a chaticha. And the rabbanon hold that even if it has such a mara dam, it's not dam. It's basar. So I don't care that it looks like one of the maras of dam. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, if it looks like the tame color, then it must be dam. It's just coming out in a more solid form than dam would normally come out. Where the rabbanon say, no, one of the characteristics of dam is that it doesn't look like a piece of meat. Dam looks like dam, and therefore this can't be dam at all. Right? That's the assumption we're going to see in Mishnah very soon, not today, but there are only four types of red dam that are metame and isha. Nowadays we don't distinguish. If it's red, if it's on anywhere on the red spectrum, we're metame. We don't know how to distinguish between the different colors. But meikra din, there are only four types of dam. There are five types of dam in total. Black is also metame, but four types of red dam that are metame and isha. So that's why we're saying if it's one of these red colors. Sometimes you have rabbanim that are colorblind, so it's occupational hazard. It's a real problem. I can't paskin maris if you're colorblind, but it used to be even a bigger problem because they're able to tell the difference between reds. Sometimes even a colorblind person could tell the difference between, you know, what's a yellow and what's a red. Or whatever, okay. I've told me I'm teaching Hilchos Nida in yeshiva now, so I was showing some maros just to give some basic knowledge, and one guy says, it all looks the same to me. It's all totally colorblind. Okay, so he'll have to get some help when he gets older, when he gets a shteller. Avol shar minei damim, but chaticha that has a mara of other minei damim that are not metame, tahora. So that's going to be tahora. Rabbi Yochanan amar shal arba minei damim divrei akol tamea. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that a chaticha that has one of these four colors of that are tame, everyone would say it's tame. Even the rabban or moda that even if there's no dam with it, it's going to be tameh because it's made out of dam tameh. V'shal shar damim divrei kol tahora. And if it's made out of if it's the colors of any other dam other than these four shades, everyone's going to say it's tahora. Lo nechleku ela kashehi pila ve'ini yodas mahi pila. The whole discussion is only if she was mapil, but she doesn't know what mara the chaticha had. Is it one of these four colors or not? And it's lost, so you can't investigate anymore. It's too late. So Rabbi Yehuda savar zil basar rov chatichos. Rabbi Yehuda says, follow the rov. You take the rov chatichos. V'rov chatichos shel arba minei damim havyan. And rov chatichos come from these four minei dam. Rabbanan savar zil basar rov chatichos lo aminan. That we don't follow the rov chatichos as far as a maratame is concerned, because we don't know that we're not huchsak that rov chatichos have a mara of one of these four minei damim that are tame. So Rabbi Yochanan says that there are three places where we follow the rov, and no more than three places, is coming to teach me this chiddush to be memait with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. They follow the rov chatichos that are metame the isha because based on the color that we're not metame midin vaday, we're only metame midin safek. And if that woman were to touch truma, that truma would not be nisrefes. I have to stop a couple of minutes early because I got to go to Tinek to give a shir now. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.